Hi, I'm Chip Brim with Champions for Christ, and we are a ministry that focuses on building champions for Christ, especially in these last days. What you're about to hear is a sermon the Lord gave me years ago, and there have been some amazing testimonies all over the world because of it. The sermon is titled, I Am Anointed. And recently, I just got back from Israel, and I was blessed enough to stand where Jesus stood, where he said it. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. I am anointed. And the Lord spoke to me when I was there speaking it. He said, don't just preach it, live it. And I instantly heard from him, in him we live, in who we live, the anointing, and we move and have our being. And then I heard this, to live is Christ. So we're not just going to preach it, we're not just going to know about it, we're going to live the anointing. So enjoy this and stay tuned for more information at the end of this broadcast.
Oh, I'm so excited about what you guys are about to hear. Praise the Lord. Are y'all ready? You got to be ready, 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 ready. I was talking to mom this morning about what I'm going to speak on, and she had some verses, and then she said this, and I was talking to her about the Holy Spirit and the power, and she said, and I wrote it down. She said, I told her, I said, Satan knows about the anointing. He was once an anointed cherub, the Bible says. He chased after that, and it was the anointing, the same anointing, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, so he lost again there. And so he calls himself what in the end times? The Antichrist, which is translated what? The anti-anointing. We are called the body of Christ. And he knows that. And he knows that if the body of
Christ.
Translate. The body of the anointing, you could say this, it's the same thing, the body of power. Translated, same thing. The body of power. Anytime you see Holy Spirit, anytime you see Christ, anytime you see Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Christ, or power, they're all together the same thing, all right? So he knows if they ever find out who they are and they're the body of the anointing, and he probably won't even say that word, then he knows he's done because that's full power. And Brother Hagin said this. This is what mom said. There's going to come a generation. Brother Hagin's in heaven now. He said there's going to come. Everybody listen to me. Nobody talking or doing notes right now. There's going to come a generation who is going to walk in this power. He said there's going to come a generation one day who's going to fully understand they're the body of the anointing. He said, here's what he said. We've only touched it. We're preaching it here and there. Write a book here and there, and it's all good. Get a CD, get a tape, listen to it. We've only touched it. But one day, there will be a generation. And they'll understand it, and they'll live it. They'll know it like they know their name. They'll know it's them. They'll breathe it. They'll walk in it. They'll wake up in it. They'll know it like they know. Paul said to live is Christ. To live. What's live mean? Breathe. See. Wear. Walk. Drive. Whatever. The anointing always should be on your mind. Because we are the body of it. Satan's trying to stop it. Amen. Are you that generation? Or is there going to have to be another one? Well, you know what? God has need of a Champions for Christ youth rally in Branson, Missouri. And he's bringing them from all over. We even got them from Hawaii here this year. And I believe you guys are here on a special mission. And I believe Satan tried to stop you from coming. I think some of you ought to be more grateful and thankful for the blood and the prayers and everything that got you here.